Yeah, check. Uh-huh. Yes, check.
Check, check. Yeah, sounds good.
Check. Uh-huh. Yeah. Everybody, give a warm, warm welcome to K recording artists, Shane and the gang. Yeah. Hey, what's going on? How's it going? Yeah. What's happening? What you want to talk about?
What do you guys want to talk about? Me? Enough about me. What about you? I saw you guys riding around earlier today. On those bicycles with no gears. And I know that the town of Santa Barbara outlawed gears on bicycles. They want you guys to be equal. And that's cool. And I know you don't need those gears, because you have no hills. And you know what? I envy you. Because you know what? I live in a place with a lot of hills. And they told me those hills build character, man. But you know what? It hasn't worked. Didn't work. What do you guys want to talk about? Yeah. I like this music. All right, this is it. This is all there is. Let's try to enjoy ourselves. Minimal art form. It's from Europe. All right, what do you want to talk about?
Reparations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Reparations. You what? Hold on. You know what builds character besides riding up a hill on a bicycle? Admitting that you're wrong. That's right. Sometimes, if you're wrong, if you are wrong. And I think we don't have any problem admitting that we're wrong. In fact, you know what? Some people describe us as self-loathing, don't they? They say, why do you huddle in that garage and listen to that loud music? You must be really self-loathing. And I say, yeah, that's right. I like it. Makes me feel good. But you know who has a hard time admitting that they're wrong sometimes? Institution called the United States government. That's right. We had a little thing over where I'm from called the Civil War. And afterwards, then this thing, it's called Reconstruction. But you know what they never had?
Reparations.
Yeah, that's right, reparations. So we decided to write a song about it. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. People talk about reparations.
They do?
Yeah, they do. People talk about reparations. You know what? Me too. I want reparations from the government.
Yeah.
I want reparations from the school.
Yeah.
Whoa. I want reparations from the TV. I wanna be you. Come on, I'm gonna need some reparations. I'm gonna need some reparations. Put in the red deposit. And people built this country, you know what?
What?
They weren't given one red cent.
Yeah.
And the people who built this country ended up scavenging, living in a tent. Yeah, well sometimes I feel that I've been spit, kicked, and abused.
Me too.
I want reparations. Yeah, I've been killed. Come on.
I don't know what I'm saying.
of our privilege. Doctors writing a lot of prescriptions for a lot of people, and it's hard work for them. They keep getting cramps in their hand. But you know what they tell me? You know what they tell me?
What?
They say, it's a hard, hard job keeping everybody high. And this is a sing-along, so feel free to sing along with us. All right, hit it.
It's a hard, hard job keeping everybody high. Well, it's a hard, hard job keeping everybody high.
All right, this is my part.
Well, it's a hard job keeping everybody high. You know what? We still gotta try.
Some baby from your love. Japanese, man. People laugh from a lot. Well, the army is on the lam. Yeah, they're in Afghanistan. They got orders to corner the market on the opium. Yeah! Cause you know what? We all try to help all those who can't help themselves. We got to do what we got to do to help the people get by. Oh, yeah, you saw him?
Yeah, he was looking all good, all green and crinkly.
Oh, man.
Did you see what he was wearing?
No, I didn't see it.
There's a name you call that style.
What's that?
It's called birth control.
Oh, man. Oh, no!
Trash talk.
At first they did it in a magazine.
Trash talk.
Now they do it. Electronically,
beam
me a satellite through the stratosphere.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, Josh. How long do we have?
Come on, now be honest.
What?
It's 9:12.
9:12. Okay.
15 minutes. Let's do three songs.
Well, we could do.
Two songs.
Yeah, we should do two songs.
Deathbed.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right.
Okay, everybody, we're going to play a fast song and then a slow song. So there's something for everybody. Hold on a second.
That was a fast song.
Oh, you can just plug in
to
yours.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, is everybody ready?
Yeah.
We straightened things out on our end. I know you guys had a house meeting earlier. I hope everything's settled. There's no tension, no lingering tension about where to put the peanut butter. If you need any consultation, we've all lived in a lot of similar situations, so maybe we can help work things out. Open up that door and yell out there. Hey, do you want to play guitar with us?
Yeah.
So that our set syncs seamlessly into your set? It's cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen. While he's getting set up, I'm going to explain what this song is all about. This is a kind of true to life song that people don't write anymore. You know when they say they don't write them like that anymore? Well, this is that kind of song. It's a kind of timeless folk song, the kind that people used to do while they did menial chores before the electric washing machine. Are you ready for it? All right. It's kind of like, I guess you could call this song authentic, you know? Get ready for an authentic experience, you know? Patience will be rewarded, all right? Helicopter flying over me, and a guy getting hung from it by his feet. Well, he got dropped down, and he hit the ground. So naturally, me being me, I went over to see if there's something I could do to help him. He said, "It's too late for me, I guess, but there's something I'd like to get off my chest. Would you please listen?" So I said, well, I guess. This is what he said. I killed JFK on a sunny day with some of the guys you still see walking around. I was on a grassy knoll, dressed like a hobo, with some other guys dressed like a clown. I said, "Wow, is that true?" But he just turned blue. Yeah. And this is what he said. He said, "It's my time, I've got to go. Just what you probably would have done. I went down to the beach. You know why? You know why? You ask why? Well, this is why. Because isn't the beach the place you go when you want to reassess every kind of, what do they call them? Preconception. Every kind of, when you want to reassess your worldview. Right? Isn't that where you guys go? When you want to contemplate infinity? when you want to ponder existence, when you want to just kick out some grains of sand and think about how big you are in comparison to those, and how small you are in the face of the ocean. Well, I don't know about you, but that's what I do. So I went down there, and I was looking out at the waves. Shut up! No, really, no. Anyway, I was looking at the waves and the submarine surface in the distance. And I was like, whoa, that's strange. I was like, wow, that's my favorite kind of submarine. Yeah. It's the R model. It's a nuclear submarine. United States Navy. Just a really beautiful piece of engineering. It's incredible. And I was admiring its design, admiring its hull, when I suddenly noticed that there was an aberration on the deck. I was like, whoa, what's that? A modification? No, it was a man. It was a man standing on the deck. And he looked like he was under duress. In fact, they had him in a burlap sack. And the guys on the boat pushed him into the waves. And he tried to swim ashore, but he was horribly mutilated by sharks. I went down to the sand to give him a hand when he washed up, and I said, hey, is there anything I can do? And he said, no. Too late for me, but there's something I'd like to say before I pass away. Would you please listen? And I said, okay. This is what he said. He said, I killed MLK for the CIA. And Malcolm X for Federal Express. George Jackson, Fred Hampton, Bobby Hutton, yeah, yeah, and all the rest. He said, it's my time, I've got to go. It's a little more buttoned down. That kind of stuff doesn't happen every day. So you know what? I started getting scared. I started thinking, wow, this is scary. This is crazy. I gotta get out of here because I've got all this illicit knowledge, all this illicit information crowding my brain. I gotta get rid of it before somebody comes down on me, before the man comes down on me. And I find myself suicided in some hotel room. You know, like the guy who wrote the tell-all book about George Bush, you know? So what I did, I got some electroshock therapy just to erase it from my brain, you know? And it worked pretty good. It was cool. Felt good, too. Kind of a sensual experience, like a deep tissue massage. So I felt pretty good, and I'm starting my new life. I started walking through the city one day, and I saw a fast food establishment. And looking inside, I spied a distinguished-looking guy wearing a suit and a tie. And I guess we made eye contact, and I think I distracted him from what he was doing because he started choking on his French fries, and he crawled out on the pavement in front of me. He started to die. Yeah. I tried to give him CPR. I tried to give him the Heimlich maneuver, anything I could to save his life. But you know what? I forgot how to do it. Electroshock. Yeah, there's a good part and a bad part. Anyway, he said, no, it's too late for me, but there's something I'd like to say, something I'd like to get off my chest. Would you please listen? And I said, well, man, I'm no priest. He said, "That's cool. Make it easy on me." And this is what he said. He said, "I faked the moon landing. I saved Hitler's brain. It's in Argentina, but it controls the USA. I fixed the Pope's election. I did the October surprise. I am the French Connection. I've got Ray Charles' eyes. I did the Gulf of Tonkin. I got Saddam to invade. I play in the Bay of Pigs. I put the Mumba in his grave." "It's my time, I've got to go. Let this be a lesson. This is my deathbed confession. It's my time, I've got to go. Let this be a lesson. This is my deathbed." Ladies and gentlemen, on the electric piano, Brian Webb. On the bass guitar, Veronica Pino. On the death guitar, Brian Sandel. The punk chain in the game. Strange boys are left. Strange boys. Thank you.